This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There are a lot of people that are more comfortable and more secure in their sin than they are being free from that sin. There are people that are more secure in their bitterness than they are being free from bitterness. I really believe that's true, that people sometimes are more comfortable with bondage than they are with freedom. And that's why Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see." Go to verse 42, if you will. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Receive your sight. I don't know if it happened in 10 seconds. I don't know if it happened in a millisecond. I don't know if it took a minute or two. But the greatest words, I think, for a blind person is to say, hear Jesus say, "Receive your sight." And I want to suggest to you that when the light came into the world in your life, the Lord was saying to you in a spiritual way, "Receive your sight." What is it that you see differently since you became a Christian, those of you that are believers? You know what it is. You used to look at things that were going on in your life in an approving way. Now you don't. There were things that you tolerated in your life and you looked the other way personally, and we all do that. You do that and I do that, and now you don't. There were things that you permitted that now you say, "I'm not going to permit that anymore because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ and I have received my sight." Somebody here today needs to receive their sight spiritually. Somebody here needs to receive the gift from God that's called receiving your sight. Your faith has healed you. And I believe the Lord can do that in a powerful way. I don't know how many of you grew up in a background where you practiced Lent, every 40 days of Lent. It's a spiritual exercise that I think can be valuable. Maybe we who grew up without doing that could benefit from that perhaps. But it's always, what I've noticed is that people give up things for Lent, like, "I'll give up chocolate. Well, I'll give up sugared drinks. I'll give up this or that." And we have our things we give up. But Faith Baldwin, in her book, Living by Faith, said we could all try giving up some other things. How about the giving up the sweetness of revenge? How about giving up the bitter herbs of resentment? How about giving up the sharp spices of gossip? How about giving up the ego-building protein of vanity? How about giving up the strong stimulant of prejudice? How about giving up the heavy bread that nourishes unkindness? And listen to this. Some people need to give up the drugging wine of self-pity. Never heard that before. The drugging wine of self-pity. Jesus wants to do something in your life, and he wants to do it today. I want to close with a scripture. We're going to bring it up on the screen. It's Titus 3, 5 through 7, if we could bring that up. He saved us. God saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. God saves us, Paul said in Titus, not because we're such good people, upstanding citizens, outstanding community servants. No, he saves us because of his mercy. Anything good in your life or my life is connected with the word mercy. Remember that. Anything positive in your life spiritually is connected to the word mercy. God wants to demonstrate his mercy in your life and in my life.
If you're a person who needs to see spiritually today, I'm going to ask you to pray to the Lord. "Lord, I want to see. I want to see your love, your grace, and your mercy." And you know what? He'll give it to you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.